In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom today. Pray for Anthony. He's getting his car fixed. So the telephone number is 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. I was thinking today about the scripture that we're going to read, and I was thinking that I turned over a master degree in worry for a degree in faith. I used to be the biggest worrier in the world, but I turned it over to a degree in faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm reading Luke 12, verse 22. He said to his disciples then, "I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or about your body, what you shall wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barns, yet God feeds them all. Of how much more value are you than the birds?" How much more value are you than the birds? The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus was shed for you. You are worth the blood of the Lamb. You are worth the blood of Christ. How much more value you are than a flock of birds? And can you, by worrying, add 1 hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do such a small thing as that, why do you continue to worry about the rest? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink and what you are to put on. Do not keep worrying, for it is the nations of the world that strive after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given unto you as well. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given unto you as well. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. I remember many years ago, it was Labor Day, and there was an accident around the corner. I saw the police cars going, so I wanted to see who was hurt, and I looked like the car of my brother, and it wasn't my brother at all. It was this woman who was thrown up into the air and fell on the ground, and there was blood there. I remember praying over her and went back to see her the next day. I said, "Where did you bleed?" She said, "There wasn't a drop of blood that I had." Now, I knew I saw blood on the ground. I don't know what God did between me praying with her and blood on the ground. She said, "I didn't have a drop of blood, but I was injured." I tell you, God knows how to do everything. God knows how to do everything. I was worried that day that the car might be my brother's car, but I've turned in my degree of worry for a degree of faith. What about you? 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. There are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world would not be able to contain them. That's the last verse of John's Gospel. And I tell you, there are many more things that Jesus did. Maybe you want to share one of those things. When I had a Bible study for young people in Quincy, Sacred Heart, we would always start by saying, there are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world would not be able to contain them. What has Jesus done for you? 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Jerry Crowley.
Jerry Crowley, how are you?
Good. Pretty good, Father. Great talking to you. You're so wonderful. Things you tell us to do. They really work. But I just worry about my family, the Crowleys, the Simpsons, and all the others I pray for, that they're not going to church enough.
Well, Jerry, don't worry. Have faith that God's going to touch them. So we pray for the Crowleys and the Simpsons, that they have a conversion experience, that Jesus touched them with this touch, and that they'd never be the same, in the name of Jesus. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. There are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world would not be able to and contain them. I remember once this little girl came to me with her father. She was anorexic, and she looked like a skeleton. And I knew that I wasn't going to convince her to eat because I couldn't do that. So I kept on listening to her. She kept on telling me that she was fat and all this stuff. I said, let's see what God has to say about it. And she opened the lectionary and put her finger on the place, give her something to eat. The little girl that died and Jesus raised her from the dead. He said, Talitha cum. And then he said, give her something to eat. My gosh. I said, what would you like to eat? She said, a vanilla frap. I said to her father, go buy your daughter a vanilla frap. You see, God knows how to do things. That's what God did that day. There were many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world would not be able to contain them. I remember a woman came to me, and she says, I don't believe in this born-again stuff. So I led her in the sinner's prayer. And guess what? She experienced being born again. Oh, yes, the new birth experience. We all need that new birth experience by the grace of God. 617-77. Hello?
Oh, good morning, Father. I'd like to ask all your listeners to please pray for Bill. He has blood clots. He's in need of a miracle, and he's played the guitar at several prayer groups.
Where is the blood clot?
I don't know.
Well, we pray for Bill right now, God, that you would take away those blood clots, that the medicine would work, and that he would be free from blood clots in the name of Jesus, by the power of the cross. Amen. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Yes, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Father Tom. It's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Last week, I called in and asked for prayer for the dad named Mark Houck, whose home was raided by the FBI, and all he had done was stand outside a Planned Parenthood or abortion clinic and had all these charges pressed against him that, you know, were erroneous. And anyway, he was totally acquitted by a jury this week and is now just free when he had been looking at the possibility of 11 years in prison. So I really am just calling to say let's we asked everyone to pray last week for him, and now we can just pray a prayer of thanksgiving, but also that all of these freedoms that we're losing, that we would not lose in our nation. And I think there's such a confusion now about good and evil, and just that people would have the blinders taken off their eyes and that they would be able to recognize good and recognize evil and know the difference.
Amen. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this acquittal. We thank you, Lord, that he's back at the abortion mills, praying, praying, praying. We want to pray for a little girl who's pregnant, and she was thinking of abortion. We come against the spirit of death, and we ask you, Lord, to touch that little girl and to touch her family, that this baby would be born in the name of Jesus. 617-77, who's calling?
Umbelina. This is Umbelina from Stoughton, Umbelina, Praga.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Father Tom, but today I want you and me to pray for Nancy, my friend Nancy Gargan. She has a tumor on her back, on her spine.
So we pray for Nancy Gargan, Father, in Jesus' name. We come against that tumor and ask you to bring the light into her body, and by the power of the blood, that that tumor would wither and die in Jesus' name. Now, God, by the grace of the living God, by the grace of God, Nancy, be healed in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030, 617-770-3030. Why don't you call me and tell me something that the Lord has done? Pat did that the Lord vindicated that man and his family. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. The Lord says, keep on thanking me. Keep on thanking me. So we thank you, God, for everything you give us. We thank you, first of all, that you've given us your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that he is the Lord of glory. We thank you, Lord, that tonight we're going to have our prayer meeting, and you're going to show up and heal the people, and touch the people, and bless the people. At St. John the Evangelist, John the Baptist in Quincy, Massachusetts, at 7 o'clock. John the Baptist Church is in Quincy, Massachusetts, at 7 o'clock on School Street, 44 School Street. 617-770-3030. Come on, share with us something Jesus done so that we can thank God for it. 617-770-3030. God is at work in prayer. We got to pray, and we believe. We trade our worries for prayer. We have a big pillow in our chapel that says, don't worry, pray more. Don't worry, pray more. That's what the pillow says. Pray more. Don't worry. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. Worrying is absolutely useless. Just trust Jesus. 617-770-3030. 617. Hello, who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. It's Lynn. How are you?
Hi, Lynn. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm calling. I had a little Eucharistic miracle. I was in church a couple of weeks ago, and I started getting a migraine and started getting like a zigzag, and I thought I was going to faint. And I said, Lord, just help me get out of the church so I don't fall down. But then I said, even better, I said, can you heal me with the Eucharist? So I started walking up, and before I got to the Eucharist, totally went away, never came back. And usually I would have to go lie down and take Advil and everything, but it went right away. So I call it Eucharistic miracle. And thank you, Jesus. Yes. And my husband has the flu again, so he has a fever, and pray, Mark, that he gets over quickly.
First of all, we thank you, Lord, for the Eucharistic miracle that she had, that her headache went away, the migraine went away as she approached the Lord. And we pray for Mark, God, that you would deliver him from this flu, from this infection, that you would flood him with the grace of God and healing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 617-770-3030. There's great power in the Word of God. There's great power in the Eucharist. There's great power in the communion of saints. There's great power. 617-770-3030. No one's calling. Well, you know what? Why don't you call and tell us something that the Lord has done for you so that we all can thank him for it? Who's calling? Hello?
Hi, Father Tom.
Hi.
It's Karen. How are you?
Oh, Karen, it's so good to hear your voice.
It's God so bless good to you. Hear you. I just wanted to thank God for making a way for me to homeschool my daughter, and also to pray for the hearts and the minds of the children for protection, for parents' eyes to be open to what's going on in the schools with the transgender ideology being pushed with these pronouns and the confusion. You know, it's really, really dark out there, and people need to be aware of what's going on in the schools.
Yes, they do. I thank God for homeschoolers. There's nothing like teaching your own children. I know people who have been homeschoolers. They scored 800 in their college boards. Yes, two of them. They're twins. 800 in their college boards. They were homeschooled until grade 9, and then they went to a Catholic school. I tell you, thank you, God, for Karen doing this wonderful job for her child. Thank you, God. And we pray that people's eyes would be open as to the garbage that's coming through the schools. They're not learning reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're learning sex. How sad. How sad. I'm going to tell you, I was innocent. I was innocent when I was 13 years old. Now, there's no innocence anymore. How sad that people lose their innocence because the schools are talking about sex, about masturbation, about it's disgusting. Lord Christ, have the parents call and do something against these schools. Know what your children are learning. It's so important. They're your children. God gave them to you that you would be able to do for them what they cannot do for themselves. This is something you can do for them. Find out what your children are learning in the schools. I call them government schools. They're not only schools, they're government schools. They're run by the government. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't send my child into a government school. By the grace of God, I would scrimp and save and get them to a private school if I couldn't do homeschooling. 617-770-3030. It was so good to hear Karen's voice. Karen worked for WROL, and she's just a blessing. What a blessing she is. 617-770-3030. Are you a blessing today? You say, I don't feel like a blessing. I don't care how you feel. Be a blessing today. Bless somebody today. I had someone who called me who's depressed. I want to pray for her now, that all you people would just pray that this depression would lift. In Jesus' name we pray for this woman, that you would lift this terrible depression and fill her with hope, fill her with life, fill her with the light of God. Lift this depression, God, from Bernadette, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. 617-770-3030. I'm always getting who's calling?
This is Benjamin from Virginia.
Virginia, Benjamin. How good to hear from you. What would you like to tell us?
Well, I've been listening to you until they closed the station here. So now I just listen to you online. The station closed a little while ago, but I just want to, you know, so I've been listening to you now online and just asking for prayer. If you could, my blood pressure went up for no reason, and could ask if you could pray for that to come back to normal.
Lord Jesus, Benjamin needs you to lower his blood pressure. 120 over 80, Lord. That's a good blood pressure. Blood pressure, be healed in Benjamin's life. 120 over 80. Deliver him from worrying about it, because you're going to deliver him by giving him a good reading of his blood pressure. In Jesus' name. Thank you for Benjamin that listens on the computer. Thank you for the people who listen on the computer. There are many stations that they sold or they changed the what they talk about. So we had to go off the stations. But yet people find a way to hear the Word of God. Thank God for Benjamin, and thank God for his resource to look on the Internet for the broadcast. 617-77. Who's calling?
Yes, hello, Father. This is Claire.
Hi, Claire. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a prayers report and a request. About two years ago, I would go pray at St. John the Baptist in Quincy. I'd go to adoration there. I never had gone to that church before. And I would pray. My daughter, I hadn't talked with me in 2 years, and this is like to support people and encourage them to keep praying for their children if they're estranged. She hadn't talked with me in 2 years, and I used to go to adoration and pray and offer it up to the Blessed Mother. And I used to ask the guardian angels of my children to please be with me at adoration. And Father Joseph just came up to me. I never knew who he was. And he said, I'll be right back. And he came back and he just looked at me. He said, what is it? And just out of the blue, I said, Father, my daughter hasn't talked with me in 2 years. And I hadn't been prepared to say anything. And he said, she hasn't. And he prayed over me. He blessed me. And praise the Lord, my daughter came back into my life. 2 weeks later, she called me and said she wanted to come home for Christmas. And praise the Lord, she is in my life right now. And I am so grateful for that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Father Joseph. Thank you, Jesus. Now, what is your request?
And my request is that she move out of Hollywood. She's in a music scene there. And I pray that she gets out of that darkness. And I pray that she moves out of that into the light. And she and her husband continue to practice their Catholic faith.
So, Lord, we pray that you would deliver her from the country, a part of the country that's in darkness, and that you'd bring her into your wonderful light. The scripture says God is light, and in him there is no darkness. So we pray for this daughter, that she would come into the light and get out of Hollywood, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood. Now, amen. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. We have much to thank God for. We have much to thank God for. We are hearing with our ears today. Everyone is not hearing. We are seeing with our eyes today. Everyone does not have vision. You know what I think? When I go to a eyeglass place, it says a vision place. That should be the church, a vision place. Place where the vision of God is made known to people. A vision place the church should be. And you know what? We know that that's what God wants. 617-770-3030. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I tell you, God has plans for your life. I tell you, I'm excited for the plans He has for my life. When things go wrong, I say, God's up to doing something great, because things are going wrong. Hallelujah. I believe that with all my heart. When things go wrong and I cannot deal with them, I say, you know what? God is about to do something wonderful in me, to me, and through me. That's real. I know it to be real. So if things are going wrong in your life, I'm telling you, God wants to do something great in your life, because there's someone who wants to be your enemy, but we want nothing to do with him. God has a plan for your life, and if things are difficult, it's because he's going to do a great thing for you, with you, and through you. For you, with you, and through you. May Jesus Christ be praised this day. May his name be glorified. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.